Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The film To Keep the Light is written and directed by Erica Fay, who also stars as Abby, the wife of a lighthouse keeper in northern Maine in the late 1800s. Inspired by true stories of women lighthouse keepers, working in isolation and under extreme conditions, women who inherited their jobs from infirmer deceased husbands or fathers and were trailblazers, embodying feminism long before the word existed. To Keep the Light will screen twice at the Woodstock Film Festival, today at 1:30 at Upstate Films in Rhinebeck, New York, and Sunday at 2:15 at Upstate Films in Woodstock. Caroline Shaw wrote the score for To Keep the Light. Shaw is a Grammy-winning singer in Room Full of Teeth and a violinist in ACME, American Contemporary Music Ensemble. In 2013, she became the youngest ever winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Music for her composition, Partita for Eight Voices. Recent and current projects include commissions for the Cincinnati Symphony, the Guggenheim Museum Works and Process Series, and the Folger Library, as well as collaborations with Kanye West. It was a pleasure to welcome Caroline Shaw back to the Roundtable, and we began by discussing how she became involved in To Keep the Light.
Erica came to a concert of my music, I guess it was 3 years ago now. She just came up to me afterward and said, you know, I just want you to say hello, and I'm going to get in touch with you later. And a few days later, we connected, and she described this film that she was planning to make. That was the beginning.
What about what she told you when she approached you made you want to work on it, made you want to dedicate your creativity to writing the score for the film?
The story is incredibly beautiful and mysterious, and she also described her vision for the pace of the film as something sort of slow and allowing for a lot of space for music to occur and space for thought, so not quite as much dialogue. And the setting is in Maine, sort of late 19th century, at a lighthouse. And so I was already thinking of these beautiful images of the rocks and the water and the waves and the solitude of that. I found it very compelling.
What is the process by which you actually create the music? Do you write with the script? Do you get the final cut of the film and add music to that?
I saw the script early on before the film was made, and then we were in touch, you know, sort of during her filming process, but then I didn't start working on the music until I had the final cut. And there are a few edits that were done afterward, and then we got to picture lock, but I was really writing to the images, to the characters, to the scenes. And it was such a great way to work as a musician. I think, it's a dream for me because I think so visually all the time with my music. And so to get to really work directly with an image and to have those two things folded together was really a dream.
You are a vocalist, a violinist, and a composer. While you watch the film, how do you know what type of music you're going to use, what instrumentation you will use, because you're not limited to what you can play because you are, of course, a composer and you can write for other instruments as well.
I decided and talked with Erica early on to actually kind of keep the palette of sound, of music, fairly limited. So really only worked with strings and piano. There's a lot of viola, which I played myself, and piano, which I played myself, and some violin. And then I had a friend, Michael Unterman, who played some lines on the cello, but that was pretty much it. There's actually, I don't think that there's even any voice in it. So it stays within the sounds of strings and piano, but with that I could sort of create these either ambient long-held tones, long drones, or swirling patterns that kind of rev up the energy, or thick chords of sound that provide kind of a base for the mood of the scene. And there's always, you know, there's always something in the scene that suggests either a kind of a pace or a rhythm or a color or a mood. And I would work with that and try a few different things. And we definitely, it's always important to be able to throw out music when you need to, when you're going through it. But usually the right decision emerges. And Erica was so great to work with on that.
As you watch the film, write the music, and then record and communicate, how is that relationship developed and expanded? How do you trust each other, and why?
I'm just learning. This is my first film. I think we really trusted each other from the beginning, so it's a good place to start. And I also said from the beginning, I'm really happy to change if ever anything seems incorrect. I'm not going to sort of stand my ground and say, no, this was the best music I could have made for that scene. You have to use that. But to say, no, okay, what's another way that an audience could feel this moment? How can we change that? What's the meaning of this moment or this character? In the film, I can't give it away, but there's a kind of mystery that you don't even realize is in there. There's something that's revealed later on. And we talked about how to, you know, should we foreshadow it? Should we sort of introduce that reveal early or sort of hold on to it and not give too much of it away?
So as we've mentioned, this is the first film you've written a score for. Was the process very different writing for the film than writing your own pieces to be performed in concert or by ensembles?
Yes, it was quite different. For one thing, there's the sort of the length of the film and then creating this sort of interstitial material that can sort of come in and out. It's unlike some of my concert pieces where I'm trying to actually almost construct a film experience for you in, let's say, 10 minutes, where it's only music and I'm trying to pack a lot into that period of time. Writing music for a film is more, I feel like it's more like coloring something gently that's already there. That's something I found I really, really enjoy and could do till the end of time is taking, you know, essentially a canvas that has lines and has these spaces for color and for texture and filling those in and also leaving them open when they need to be open.
Another thing happening in your career recently that I would be remiss if I didn't mention while I have you on the line is you've been collaborating with Kanye West.
That's true. That's different since last we spoke.
It is. So how did that come about? How did that start?
It was actually similar to Erica. Kanye came to a concert where a piece of mine, Room Full of Teeth, was performing my Partita for 8 Voices.
Right, which won the Pulitzer.
Which won the Pulitzer. In Disney Hall in Los Angeles in May 2015, so about a year and a half ago. And we exchanged phone numbers backstage and just got in touch about, you know, we were working on one project together and then started working on music for his album and I'm still working on a couple of other things. I'm actually sort of on and off on tour with him for his for the St. Pablo tour. I think I will look back on this time and realize how much it's really sort of changing the way that I not only think about music, but think about what I might be able to do with music and with art. And it's just great to work with someone who is also very curious and thinks very large and isn't afraid to express all the different sides of his personality.
When you perform with Mr. West, that must be strikingly different from a lot of other performances too. Not that you don't have fans, but it's just such a huge space that he plays to, and then he's a very energetic mm-hmm. fan base. When you get on stage, is that something spectacular?
It is something I had never seen before, and I do have the best seat in the house for every show. I just get it's really amazing to see. And for me, it's, you know, there is definitely a thrill to it, but for me, it's also kind of just an interesting to observe, and it's sort of research in a way. Last week, within 2 days, I did a concert, you know, singing with Kanye for like, you know, 10 or 15,000 people. I'm not really sure how many are out there. And then did a concert in a small living room for about 15 people with some really dear friends of mine. And it's a different kind of music. It's a different kind of performing atmosphere. And I certainly love both experiences.
Caroline Shaw wrote the score for To Keep the Light, which will screen at the Woodstock Film Festival twice. Caroline, thank you very much for talking with me again. It was great to catch up.
Thanks for talking to Sarah.
Caroline Shaw wrote the score for To Keep the Light, which will screen twice at the Woodstock Film Festival. The film is written and directed by Erica Fay. To learn more, visit woodstockfilmfestival.com. That link is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.